Michael, you're kicked out of the podcast.
Right,
also, hi everyone, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Hey
everybody, it's Tuesday.
Woo! Like, actually, oh no, no.
You really think it's Tuesday today?
I mean, depending on when this goes up.
It's true. Yeah. Hey guys, it's 2029.
Yeah.
2029?
All the mutants are gone.
Podcast continuity is super fun.
While it lasted.
Remember that time we recorded a show and then like 4 days later we had to pretend it was the same like minute?
Yeah, I remember. That was last show.
Probably.
Oh, that's so good. Editing stuff. Like that one episode that Jimmy just ghosts into.
Well, yeah, only because you didn't want to do what I said, which was like go back to earlier shows and then like take bits of his voice out.
Yeah.
And just like we would ask questions to the air and he would answer. And we would just be like, good point, James.
Yeah. Hey. So, everybody, it's Tuesday. Thank you for listening to the Show Notes Show. I am some semblance of a host, Twitch.
Yeah. And this is my place. So I'm like sort of host too.
But
like, co-host. Like I'm like host to you guys though.
Yeah.
To like you four, you three. I'm counting as two people. Like, oh, sorry.
Hello.
Oh, it's Ricky, by the way.
I'm Michael. What's up?
And today, you
were already talking.
Yeah, I was already doing it. Today, for the first time since like the third episode, I think, we have a guest speaker replacing James. R.I.P. in peace.
I thought he wasn't dead.
Oh, he is most certainly dead.
Yeah.
As far as this show is concerned, he's
James
dead.
Is dead.
Yeah. So we have Laura with us today. Laura is...
Hello.
Why'd you wave?
I don't know. It's a habit. Like,
I can't see you.
Well, you're looking at me.
That's true. But we've already said hi a couple times today.
I don't know. We're some habit.
So we have ourselves a full cast today.
We have a full cast of people.
Yeah, and that's great. If you guys are keeping up, it's only been like 3 episodes that we haven't had a full cast.
Yeah.
That's true.
True.
So. That is very true.
But for us, it's been years.
Literally been years.
Yeah.
It's been so long.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Twitch and I have had kids. Not together.
Not yet.
No. Twitch needs to get his speaker back.
Science hasn't gone that far.
Oh, it has. I've seen the new dress.
Did you see that? So he hasn't got his... He doesn't have his figure.
He doesn't have his figure back yet. He can't get pregnant again, like, if he doesn't have his figure, you know? So, yeah, this is a video game podcast, guys.
This is a video game podcast. We talk about video games sometimes.
Yeah, every now and again the subject comes up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
luckily, we actually have video games to talk about, because as far as you guys are concerned, we haven't actually talked about video games. Our last podcast was an E3 thing.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yep.
That was an E3 hype train. Woo-hoo. What have I been playing? I've only really... Oh, yeah, I played 3 games like overall since the last show, which was like years ago. I've played a grand total of 3 games.
Oh, I played a few.
All right, so let's go ahead and start off with you fat sack of shit.
Well, last time, the last episode, I hadn't started Far Cry yet. Remember?
And you were telling me, right. That's right. Yeah, we have to talk about Far Cry 5.
That, and then Ricky was telling me that, like, oh, you should play it and actually make sure you get through it. Well, I did.
Yeah, you told me.
And that game was
a letdown.
Yeah.
That's a gigantic letdown.
The story lets it down. Pretty rough. Because how far did you get through?
I need like 30 more of those like points that mm-hmm. the game gives you somehow mm-hmm. to be able to fight Faith.
Yeah, okay.
I beat
Jacob? John? No.
Jacob. John is the father.
Wait, wait, wait. Everything about what you just said, I think I hate.
You get points and then those points unlock
bosses.
They're called resistance points. So like basically mm-hmm. like okay, there's three different
resistance.
Areas.
Now that's a good game.
That sounds so dumb.
There's three different like areas in the map, right? You can go to them whenever you want, but like if you're in an area, like it's better to just stay there and like try to take out as many of the what are they called? The cultists.
Peggy's.
So like, and you do that by like doing different like you can do missions for people that are like, oh, can you go help my father's being eaten by a bear, and that's somehow like the cult's fault, and then or you can go and like take out their outposts like you would in Far Cry 3 or 4,
mm-hmm.
like you could just go to a place and then like take out the alarms, take out the people. Have you ever played the Far Cry game?
Oh yeah, yeah. I played 4 and 3 and 4.
Yeah, the important ones. And then Far Cry 2 was pretty good, but so yeah, you can do that, or you can like the one thing they took out, which I thought I was going to be really happy about, but it turns out like I really wasn't, and I don't know if you'll agree with me on this, Michael. Did you play Far Cry 4?
4? No, I played 3.
Okay. Well, it's basically the same game anyway. They took out like the towers.
Oh, are you serious? I love doing that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I was like, because the at the very beginning, you start off with, oh, spoiler alert, everybody. So you start off with
We're spoiling this game.
You're gonna go the main guy, the guy that saves you from the cult. Yeah, do you guys know how it starts?
I played the first hour.
I watched a trailer and that's it.
Okay, so like it starts off, you're going to arrest this guy John, right? You're you're a sheriff's deputy, and then you're going to the church, like he's currently like preaching or something, and so like you go, you're gonna arrest him. And then you don't, and the game's over.
Yeah, there's a choice right at the beginning if you just like.
That's the secret ending, like the secret.
Oh, kind of like the ragu.
Yeah, exactly. So like the guy, like John sticks his arms out, and if you like go to handcuff him, that's the game starting. If not, if you just like
stand. If you wait like 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's like 4 or 5 minutes if you just wait there.
Then the head officer, just like you know what,
White Horse.
Yeah, he puts your hands down. Like
yeah, White Horse is just like he's like we're not doing this today. And the marshal that you're with is like, he's like, no. He's like, why not? You know, we're here to, like, arrest him and shit. And then he's like, because if we go through this, none of us are getting out of this alive. And then, like, you just walk out of the church. And that's it. The game's over. Alternatively, if you want to go the bad route, then you arrest his ass. And so, yeah, like, the guy that saves you is just this, like, survivalist nut because it's Montana. So everyone's a survivalist nut. And, like, he makes you climb this tower. But that one tower, he unlocked, like, you unlock the whole map.
Mm. So there's no... like second map that you get to.
No. It unlocks all the areas and then it just tells you like you can go to whichever area you want. But then like, and that's another thing that I was like, okay, that'd be cool, you know. But then the game's just like, but just so you know, this is the easy area. So you can like, and that's John's area. And like in that one you learn how to do everything. Like planes,
it's like tutorial mode.
Yeah.
It goes in difficulty because once you get to Faith, it's like you're with the stupid drug all the time.
Yeah.
And then when you go to John, you still get drugged.
I never. Really?
Yeah, I didn't get past that. I'll explain to you right now.
So then, yeah, like, so the game progresses through, like, a point based system, like resistance points. So you're trying to build up a resistance in the common folk so they can rise up against this cult. And the way you do that is by doing little mini missions for them.
Or just random shit?
Yeah, just random shit. Like, you can just do, like, a really high, like, a really sick jump, and then they give you, like, 5 resistance points, and it's just measured on this bar with, like, 4 different stages. And each one of those, like, when you hit, like, the first quarter, when the first quarter gets filled up, it'll send you into, like, this little, cutscene.
Story thing.
It does, like, a cutscene of, like, the story, and then the guy, like, talks to you, the leader of that region, he'll talk to you and be like, oh, you're an asshole, but, you know, I'm gonna kill you later. And then he'll just, like, send out more people after you. So the more resistance you build, the more enemies come after you.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you fill up the meter all the way to the end, then they'll come for you. And then the final cutscene starts, like, when you fight that guy.
Yeah, it's like the final confrontation with that.
With the actual leader.
Person.
I don't know if I like that.
It's not totally bad. I didn't have a problem with it. What bothered me a lot, and this is going to sound weird, is, like, there's no, like... super satisfying ending to any of them.
Okay.
Like, to any of them, like, meeting their demise.
I was going
to
ask if there's, like, the opposite of that, or...
like, you can't just arrest them or anything, or...
they're very different, but the structure is kind of the same, like, Just Cause in the Far Cry games, as far as, like, open world, and you have missions for people, and you have specific targets that you work towards. But in the Far Cry game, so in this game, you're, like, working towards unlocking a boss fight. Once you unlock that, like, is it a boss fight and the guy has a health bar? Like, he's like sponges health.
Pretty much.
Does he, like, not take damage like other people do?
Jacob's is like, it's like that plane.
You have to fight Jacob, like, in a plane.
Okay.
So, like, the plane takes damage, but it's not, like, a regular-ass plane. And you're, you can be by yourself, but you can also...
You can have, like, a gun for hire, like, a health...
No, you can only have that one guy.
Yeah. Like, it can be anybody of the people that you find throughout that area.
Really? Because they don't let me call that. Like, because you could just get, like, random-ass people to be your guns for hire. Like, you could just go up to pay them, like, $500, and they'll be like, okay, yeah, I'll go with you. Or, like, you can do special missions and unlock special characters with abilities.
Kind of like the dog.
That's how you get the dog and how you get cheeseburger and peaches.
Okay.
And one of them is a pilot, like a fucking seaplane pilot, and he helps you out in that story only if you've done his missions and you help his wife give birth to the kid. And then, like, he'll fly around, but he'll hit John for a little bit, Jacob, I mean, But then, like, another plane will come by to help him out, and then he'll go after them, or, like, a helicopter will come. And so you have to fight that guy. And I don't know about you, but I fucking hate the plane controls in that game.
Yeah, I hardly ever did anything.
Oh, man, dude. Like,
if there was anything that I need to do, I would walk to
it. We would be vomiting if that game was, like, if you could pilot that helicopter, that plane in VR. Like, if you were to do that, I swear to you, one of you would vomit. That shit was disorienting as shit.
I had a lot of problems with, like, the gameplay itself, like, because you get, like, oh, you can liberate, like, cool vehicles from them. Like, cool vehicles in quotations.
They just have different skins.
Yeah, and, like, but I never was, like, I'm just going to walk to wherever I need to go. Like, I never felt like I'm going to, I need, or fast travel. I never felt like I'm going to drive this semi-truck or this plane or anything. Like,
you always fast travel in?
No, I would walk to most places.
That's what I used to do in the games. I just walk.
Because that was,
or like, I would get on an ATV just really quickly, like, to, but, like, most of the times it was, like, even if it was like 3,000, or I'll get the helicopter and just fly there real quick.
I would do that, but just autopilot.
Is the driving worse than it used to? I would never mind driving in like 3 and 4.
Yeah, 3 and 4.
The driving's pretty good still. Like, gameplay wise, way the game controls, I liked it.
Yeah,
it's good combat. It's good. Like,
the thing I don't like,
they didn't make any stupid decisions.
There,
as far as like the controls of the game go, it's still like,
there's one
3 and 4 and 5.
There's one thing with, like, there's a, I don't know, did you play that dude's mission? Larry or whatever the fuck his name is? Like, that dude that thinks, like, the government's, like, after them and they're hiding alien shit?
Oh, yeah, there's, he gives you the gun at the end?
Yeah, he gives you that gun. Like, that's the only thing. I was like, this is the weirdest thing in this whole game.
I don't remember
and
what that
the ending
does.
Is, like, still coming.
I don't remember what that gun does.
All it does is, like, it vaporizes them.
It just vaporizes.
But there's no, like, texture, there's nothing, like, there's no animation. It just, like, it's just, like, they just pop. Nothing comes out of the gun.
Which is fine. I'm not gonna use this gun anyway.
Yeah.
I only did that because that follows up to that's the mission that leads into the Mars mission, the Mars DLC. Which I don't think has come out yet.
No, yeah, it's out.
Has
the
it?
Mars and the Vietnam one are out. The one that's not out is the zombie one.
That's the only one I've played.
So, like, I want to get into the story beats because that's part of the game where I had the most, like, ugh. Because you fight what is his name, Jacob, in the plane. And then he blows up and you shoot him. But there's nothing, like, he doesn't, like, it. He doesn't blow up in the plane crash or anything. Like, he's still alive and then you shoot him once or something.
Yeah.
And then when you get to Faith, hers is probably the most anticlimactic one. Because you're cool with me spoiling it?
I don't give a shit. I'm never going.
Yeah, because it's like you're, like, drugged. So you see, like, her, she's, like, floating and shit. And then, like, you have to shoot her. And she does have a health bar. Then you have to shoot her, and she, like,
this
sends,
sounds
like
a shitty boss.
Yeah.
It kind of, and she, like, she's, like, she sends, like, the infected ones, the, so,
like, and, like,
the,
a little crazy zombie.
Yeah, ones. And they come at you, and you just get rid of them, but they puff into smoke. But you shoot them, and after a while, she, like, you'll get rid of all, like, her copies, and they can shoot her. It's lame. You end up beating her, and then she just, like, she's, like, she looks like she's just beat up a little bit, and then she just, like, falls, like, backs into the river, and that's it. You don't, like, go up and, like, shoot her or handcuff her or take her into or anything.
She just, dude,
honestly,
the river.
She just, like,
ever since Far Cry 3, my main mission in Far Cry games, and you can ask Twitch this, like, my main mission is to bang every girl possible. The past two games haven't let me do that.
I was like, yeah, you can't do that at all.
Because in Far Cry 3, you could bang that, like, you, at the end, you bang that goddess chick, she fucking kills you.
Yeah.
And then there was another one that you could do in that one. And then in Far Cry 4, there's, like, three of them, and they let you do any one of them. So I was fucking pissed. And this one, I was like, Faith, I'm a fucker to death. I don't give a shit.
Well, that doesn't happen. You're not allowed
to get to the... It does not happen at all. Yeah. I was like, damn, these games,
and,
these games are supposed to get better.
So
like,
when you... And so you get... She just super anticlimactic. And then you get to John's region. And apparently, like, they have you under hypnosis. So wherever you hear a certain song, you go, like, berserk. It, like, unlocks, like, something in your brain. You kill people. Right, and that leads into one of the secret endings.
Kingsman,
something like that.
I was thinking Bioshock,
kind of, but it's like a whole song.
Yeah.
you have to hear a song, and then, like, and again, him, like, he has a music box and starts playing music, and you spaz out, and you're like, go and you kill
it.
You go and you kill a bunch of, like, dudes that, like, are on your side, and they're like, no, like, it's him. It's like, it's not your fault. Like, this and that. And, like, I'm describing it poorly, but it's really bad. I really, like, just hated it. And him also, you just, like, you had to go destroy these, like, wolf, like, speakers.
Oh, yeah, because, like, they're the wolf trainers, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that's how they're getting the wolves. You have to destroy five of them. The sky's all red. It's weird. You're, like, in the rage mode or some shit. And you get to him, And he also has like a health bar thing, but it's like you have to shoot him a bunch. It's like just like shoot him like a couple times with the shotgun or whatever, and that's it. And in the end, he's like sitting on a rock, and he tells you some stupid shit about the story, and then like that's it. He just like dies on the rock. You don't like fucking arrow through the heart or something cool, like nothing. He just like dies on the rock. And he's just
slamming on the table.
On my bed, and it's like it's shitty. And like every time you kill one of them, John is like the father is like
Father Comstock.
He's like he's talking to you like super serious. He's like, "Oh, you took like my brother, all you took my sister, and like all you took now you took everything from me." When you kill the last one, he's like crying and like a booger comes out of his nose. He's like, "Dude, he looks like a fucking idiot."
Wow. Yeah,
they try to really like boss him out. Like, you know how Boz was just like super psychotic,
yeah,
like really cool.
Yeah.
He wasn't even like the main boss, but he was like the
yeah.
They tried to do that with him
and then
they fail horribly.
And in the end it's like you go to his like the stupid place where the game where the beginning of the game starts, and you get another choice. Like you go and you confront him, but then you realize like he has all your all the help that you've gotten. So not like except the marshal and like all those dudes. Oh, the marshal kills himself. Since he's like brainwashed with the stupid drugs.
I had just gotten to the part where you rescue him,
mm-hmm.
and he was recovering at the prison.
Oh yeah, no, he doesn't get recovered.
Well, there goes that resolution can recover from a cult.
No, nope. He doesn't.
No.
He blows his brains out. And there's two endings also. So they have all your buddies, that like all the special like guns for hire that you can get. And they're all there. They're all like brainwashed with the stupid drug. And then like it's you and everyone that was in the helicopter in the beginning. And they're like, "You can leave or this can be something bigger." Like again. And I was like, "All right, I'm just going to leave. See what happens." And he's like, "All right." And then you guys leave. And then the white horse, he's like, "We're out of here." And you get in the truck and you drive off and you're driving off. And he's like, and like the chick that was like the first chick, she's like, "Oh, what are we doing? This is stupid. We gotta stop him." He's like, "We are, but we're gonna go get like the National Guard and everybody." And you're like, "Oh, cool, fuck. Like, hey, this might be a good ending." And then he turns on the radio and it's a song that drives you crazy. And it ends with just like the screen going like red and that's it. So that's like a bad ending. Oh, this is fucking stupid as hell.
What's the good ending?
Apparently, that's a good ending.
Yeah.
And then the actual ending, when you stick around.
Wait. So the rage-induced ending is the good ending.
Well, I mean, that's what these. I think that they're both bad.
Yeah, that's the ending it should be.
They're both super dumb endings. And then like the actual ending, you go and you like fight them off, and you have to like revive all your buddies and stuff. And at the end, you beat them, right? And you're like, "All right, let's take them." And you're about to take them, and he's like talking to you about like the end, because you know how they're talking about the collapse.
Yeah.
Like, and in the end, you're about to like handcuff him, and then your fucking nuke goes off in the background, like just way off in the distance, a nuke goes off, and you're like, "Was that them?" And then, and no, it's like there was actually like a war that was erupting in the background, and you just guys get nuked, and then you're like, "Holy fuck!" So like, you're like, "We got to get the hell out of here," and I think you have him with you, like in custody or whatever the fuck, and you guys are just driving. And it's just nukes hitting, like, everywhere, dude. Like, it sounds like I'm making it up. But literally, you're driving through a hellscape. It's just nukes
going off.
Sounds like
I'm talking about Fallout 76.
Yeah, like,
dude,
that sounds like the good end.
Dude, it's like all this crazy shit's going on, and you're going, and
I guess
like,
you do get to burn it all down.
Well, yeah, technically. And then, like, a bunch of them go off. And you're driving off, and then, like, you crash or some shit. And you wake up, and then, like, you're like, "Cool." And it's him. Like the father,
he's dragging you,
and he's dragging you. He drags you into a bunker, and it's just you and him. And he has you like tied to it, and that's how it ends. It's like, "Oh well, like I tried to tell you guys, like I wanted to do this, but with more people to start again. But now it's just you and me, and like, and we're just gonna have to wait it out." And
so he's a good guy, supposedly.
Apparently, in the end, yeah, he's a good guy, and that's how it ends. And then, like you know how the title screen it shows like Hope County.
Yeah.
And it's a center, like, once you get this ending, it's like, it's just like the destruction, like, it's all destroyed and it's like gray and everything. It's like,
I'd like to play in that game.
Yeah. Dude, and that's like, I was like, "Fuck, does that mean like I can play again, but everything's gonna be like that?" And now it's just like back to like sunny ass Montana, and like,
you gotta wait for Fallout 6?
Fallout 76.
Probably the zombie one's gonna happen. No,
I don't know. This sounds
I legitimately
so bad.
Thought I said Far Cry.
It was like super cool, but like I can say, like there's you don't get to kill them, you don't get to like do anything.
They're really anticlimactic.
The entire game they're like egging you on. They're like telling you like, "Oh, your friends are like worthless and you're gonna be brought." I'm like, dude, can I just like put like the fictional gun to his head and blow him away. And, like, with this ending, too, I was like, it would have been so much better if all of this happened, the nukes went off and everything, but I was able to kill him. Like, the first nuke goes off, and I, like, or I kill him before he realizes that he was correct about it. Like, I was so upset, dude. This game was something else. I don't even want to play it anymore. I'm gonna.
You're an invested.
I mean, I bought it, so I'm going. So that was Far Cry 5. I'm not really that.
That sounds exactly really that like what.
Favorite.
I'd heard it was.
Oh, sorry,
Mister. And like I said, it was fun. I liked it. I liked the
dude. Gameplay wise, it was really good. But even some of the things like you do in that game, they get fucking like repetitive.
Also, there's parts in the game where like, hey, they're coming after you, and you're like, for this is the last dude. He's like, hey, they're hunting you. Or with Faith, they're like, hey, they're coming for you, and there's no way you can avoid it.
Yeah. They just fucking corner you.
Yeah, they just go and you just got hit from somewhere.
Yeah.
My favorite snack. Can I ask you how I got these scars?
But like, there's a lot of missions that you do that are just the same thing. So
it's like really repetitive.
Yeah, it is extremely repetitive. And like Far Cry 4 and Far Cry 3 were repetitive as shit too.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is about Far Cry 5 that just like it got to me. Like you know those, like the armored convoys that you had to go and like take out. And so it's like 6 or 7 vehicles.
Uh-huh.
6 or 7 vehicles that like you can't stop them no matter what. Like you can destroy them, but like if you were to like shoot the driver, like the passenger gets in. And then you shoot that driver again, like the guy in the chair gets in. And if you lose them and you go back to them, they're like reset.
So the
first time I did it, I was on their ass for like an hour, like on the same convoy, just running after them, and I would hitchhike, like I would get a ride, fuck, go after them. I ran out of ammo so many times. Like at the end, it was just me, my bow and arrow with explosive arrows, and like 3 other cars left, and like it was intense as shit. I enjoyed that one very much. But then that was every time I had to go and destroy a convoy. And then I was like, okay, I'll get a vehicle. I'll go and like get a vehicle and then, you know, use them to wreck their shit. And I'll get one of my guns for hire, get in the back, and then like, okay, yeah, let's do that. Go. Gun for hire dies. My car explodes because there's 4 of them. So you can't even get close to them to like, you know, use the guns. So at the end I was like, well, I mean, I guess I could just use like a rocket launcher if I want this to be like any other fucking game. So it was repetitive and it was just like, I don't know what they focused so much on that they stopped the rest of the game from getting good. Because, like, it's a beautiful game.
I was going to say, if it was a story.
It's fucking gorgeous. No. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's so much attention to detail. Except when you go to people. Like, their faces are the worst.
I've heard some implications in stories about Far Cry 5. Because that would have been something that Ubisoft was working on when Far Cry 4 was like getting ready to come out. That's just the way that stuff works. So, apparently, there is a version of Far Cry 5 that got entirely scrapped, like story-wise and like plot points, completely thrown away because we got from like 2014 to 2015 to 2016... to like 2018, and the plot was getting less and less silly Ubisoft Far Cry fiction and more like, oh no, we can't put this game out right now. So yeah, like,
you know what I would have liked? That after you finish Faith, the nukes go off and then you have to fight John and like the, because he's the, like, not John but the one below, I forget his name,
Victor.
Yeah, the one right, yeah, the last one in that area. Because he's the most militaristic. Like, he's the one that has the more weapons. It'd be cool to fight him, like, after all that shit happened. I mean, and then just the fathers at the end. Like, that would have been... There's things that the game could have done to make it more interesting. But, like, why save that at the end? Like, dude, that nuke falling would have been so... Like, it would. I was like, I should have enjoyed this more.
I'll tell you what else I didn't like about Far Cry 5. And it's a big one. The loot. Looting system in this game has gone to fucking shit.
Mm.
Far Cry 3 and 4, you go and loot a box and you find, like, used condoms and, like, this broken fucking fork and shit, and you go and sell all that shit, right?
Yeah.
And then they give you money. And in this one, like, the only thing that gives you money is money. Or
hunting a fucking animal.
Like animal skins.
That's so dumb. I like selling random
You can't
crap.
Like steal a bag of forks and then take it to the pawn shop and be like, hey, melt this steel down for me?
Nope.
That's so dumb. I love selling random
stuff.
I think
it's because we're
in the junk. States. Quite the country. That's what you should do in
That's
the
what
states.
You do in the states.
Especially in the northern Montana states.
You go steal a bag of forks, take it to a pawn shop, and be like, melt this shit down for me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, steel mills.
But no, they took my looting away. It's like the first time I wanted to find like a box or something, I was like, oh, shit, let's get some loot. It was like, oh, you found some money.
You know
I was
what?
Like, all right, cool.
In terms of the gameplay, when you played it,
thank you.
Did it ever tell you about like, oh, you can use the those like those, like in Far Cry 3, the injections that you would do to give you like a boost?
Oh, oh yeah.
Did you ever get like a tutorial for that in the game? Because I never did that. I just got the materials and then it was like, oh, you can do this now. What can I do?
Well, all you do is press R1 and go to the next wheel and then craft from there.
That stuff was always just like a single screen that you usually skip past.
I don't even remember that.
You unlocked it. Yeah.
And like you said, I used it once to beat a bison to death. That was funny. That was funny as fuck. That's it.
No.
That was when I liked the game.
The only things I use, like the only syringes I use are the ones to heal. I never use syringes in here. No, like really? Like when you get enough plants and it just automatically makes your syringes. That's all I did. I never used the green or red the yellow, red, or the blue.
Yeah, because they're like for letting you breathe more underwater and shit. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
the skill tree is horrible too.
I took like one in the skill tree and
there's a
right away knew I would not like it.
You can get skill points for taking down enemies, like the gun takedown and then like the takedown from underneath and up from the top. Like I went through literally like almost 75% of the game before I actually killed somebody if I jumped, like, from above. Like, you know how you can, like, land on them? And I never once killed anybody from, like, I was on the ledge and I got them.
I've never done that in any Far Cry game.
Oh, in Far Cry 3 I did it once. But I never did it in this one, like, once. I'm like, what the fuck?
I love killing people from above. Like,
yeah, that's fun.
It's one of my favorite things to do. Because no matter how high you jump from, if you land on somebody, it'll cut to it and you'll be safe. So when I would go and do, like, every time I would go and free
an outpost.
I always did like the stealthy, quiet version until I got my hands on one of those choppers with guns on it. Then I was like, oh, "There's no point in me doing that anymore." But the last guy, I always made sure to like climb, to, like lure him to like the highest building and then jump on his ass.
I just
slow motion right when you're like.
I just put a silencer on the sniper rifle, and that's how I did it.
You know what else sucks?
That's all
about
I play.
That? God, I really don't like this game. Like when you kill everyone at an outpost, they're gone. Like, it sucks because you have to buy, like, you could replenish your ammo mostly in the other Far Cry games just by taking the ammo from the corpses that you kill.
Yeah.
So, like, outposts sometimes take a lot of ammo. Like, if you get caught or something, you have to use a lot of, like, ammo on them. And once you, like, finish, you can't go and, like, get your ammo back because they're all gone.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They
clear out the
enemies. They actually show, like, a little clip, like, a montage of them cleaning up, like the people taking back the apples and they're like...
You have to go
and
buy
like
money that you can't have because there's no more loot in this game.
There was times where I had like $10,000 or more, and times where I had like $100. Like, what the fuck, bro?
Everything's
like,
so expensive.
Yeah. Like special ammo
like
costs a ton of money.
States, you know, but like,
special ammo costs money. Buying equipment attachments for guns costs like money and shit. I put silencer on everything, so it's always quiet. On the shotgun, on the M60.
I put a silencer on my my explosive arrows.
The bow arrows, like, thing I use the least.
Dude.
I had no reason to use it. Like, Far Cry 3, dude, that was the fucking funniest shit.
Dude.
But in this, like, just...
I was really, really mad about is the fact that we're finally stateside. We're up north in Montana, like, prime location for crossbow hunting.
Yeah.
No crossbow in the game. Even Far Cry 4 had a crossbow. It was, like, a little tiny, like, handgun that, like, was automatic.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was like, okay, they're in the right direction. And then, no, here we go. No, compound bow. Dude. Eat my dick, Ubisoft. I think that's what I would rate this game. From, like, 5 stars, I would rate this Eat My Dick Ubisoft out of 5. They did not do a good job with this game.
I'm kind of glad I let myself not get excited about Far Cry.
I got really excited.
Me too. I know they gave out 20%, and I used it on other things. I was like, I'm sure you're implying I'm supposed to use it on your game, but I'm going to use it on all this other stuff I want.
Because I did that too, the 20%. Yeah. And I got that game and I didn't play it for like a month. It wasn't until like the last time we recorded where I was like, should I start it? And you're like, yeah, but make sure you
make sure you
have the energy to get through
it. Yeah, because
like,
it's...
And you kind of just blew through it.
Yeah, because there was times where I was like sitting there playing, and then Jessica's like, "Oh, are you having fun?" And I was like, "Honestly, I'm kind of bored." but then I was like, "Did I? I think I felt this with Far Cry 3." And I started thinking back. I was like, "No, I did." Like, I'm just lying to myself. I really wasn't.
Yeah.
No.
I've been playing. What have you guys been playing? So I've been playing Far Cry 5.
You been playing anything else with you?
That was our Far Cry 5 this week.
Yeah, that was Far Cry 5.
I give it a 6 out of 10.
That's being generous. I would honestly give it like a 4 or 5 out of 10.
Keep it locked.
And those 5 stars are just because of the fucking, like, the beautiful, like...
It's
because
it's a pretty game.
It is fucking pretty.
Dude, and another thing, there's no incentive to use anybody. Like, to use Peaches, Cheeseburger, or what's the name of the... Boomer, I'm like...
Honestly, the dog, the animal companions were one of my favorite parts of this game.
Yeah?
Yeah. I had Boomer, like, the whole time until I got Peaches, and then I had Boomer and Peaches.
You know what I liked about it, though? Was finding, like, the little, the caches, like, the things that they would put...
Oh,
like
the stashes? The like, horde, yeah,
the horror things. Like those are cool. Rooms. Yeah, those are cool because like, those puzzle rooms were kind of cool. Like, there's like some that were wacky, and then some were like, there was like a haunted mansion one, there's like a beehive one.
I didn't like most of those.
I'm like, that would have been cool.
It would have been cool if like the money I got at the end was worthwhile.
Yeah, or more money. Because you get like, all the money is only like 250.
It's
like,
yeah, it's not.
Oh, that's
like, this is like 2 deer skins. What the fuck?
So yeah, that was our Far Cry 5 discussion, guys. Fucking half hour we talked about that game, Michael.
I think you guys needed to get that out.
There's a lot. Dude,
the only person I ever talked to about the ending with the new. I'm thinking about it, dude. That shit was so cool, but like,
No. There's.
It's because, dude. Like,
it's because if you're gonna talk about an ending with a nuke in it, my expectations are up here because I played the first Fear.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're talking about like Fear One.
No, dude. Fear
which
One,
which is a quiet, super subtle. Like SWAT team plot, and then nukes,
dude. And then just like at the end of that game, I remember you jump out of the building, just like land in this little alley. And I remember like my reaction to that was so authentic, even in game, because like there's just like a street going down that way. I turned, I was like, all right, let's go. And you take 3 steps, and I was like, oh no! And like in the game, like my guy just looked like he didn't know what to do. You just like, and then he turned around, and there was a wall. I was like. I don't know what to do. And then it just goes to black. So like, you talking about nukes at the end of a game? Eat my dick, Ubisoft.
It's real quick. You guys played the first Modern Warfare, right?
Yep.
No. Yeah.
So you guys know, spoilers for like over whatever year's game, Super Bowl game, when the nuke goes off in that game.
Oh yeah, like in the first one, midway, like not even midway.
It's like the third. Like a third.
Yeah. And then like. I played the remastered version. Like, dude, that shit was... I don't remember it looking that good, obviously.
Well, I was being like, how are you...
It was like a big deal, though.
How are you going to survive?
It was a big deal.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you don't. And I was like, how are you going to get away from this?
I was like, and I played remastered, I'm like, dude, that shit, that was cool as fuck. The rest of the game, man, I blew through that shit so fast. I can't even believe how short that game was, dude.
It's like a 6-hour game.
Yeah. I mean, Call of Duty campaign, like, before they got cut to... single sitting campaigns.
Man, you know what I really want them to remaster is Modern Warfare 2, dude. Because Modern Warfare 2's campaign is way better than Modern Warfare.
I'm still here thinking, they should probably just put out Titanfall 2 again.
Make up for...
That's a good name. Actually, talking about remasters, I'll talk a little bit about something I've been playing lately. Just really quick. I've been playing Dead Rising.
Oh, really? Dude!
That's because...
Just because it's remastered?
No, well, yeah, it came out remastered a while ago, but like a month or two ago, there was this Humble Bundle sale where you had to pay whatever you wanted for it, and I think that's when me and Jimmy both got just the Dead Rising games on PS4.
Yeah.
So I've been playing the first Dead Rising. Man, that game holds up in like really weird ways, because...
It's covered wars, you know?
Yeah. He's covered wars, you know? No, Dead Rising used to be a pain in the ass because save points were so far away from each other and everything that you needed to do. And you never wanted to die in that game because it took forever to load to your save point, and your only other option was just like, well, keep your character progress and reset. But that makes way more sense. Back then, no one wanted to do that because why the fuck am I going to restart this, like, 72-hour mole campaign again, but now that's a roguelike. Yeah. So now it's common sense that, okay, you know you're going to be bashing your head against this game forever, yes. But you're going to slowly be building like character progress, so each time you have at it, you get further because you start stronger.
Yeah.
And so the play sessions are way longer in Dead Rising, because you'll be playing for a while, and then you get like a couple of psychopaths in, and then just something dumb happens and you die. Your brain tells you, well, I'll just load my last save and make my way across the mall again to fight that boss again. Or I can start the game at level 6 and just blast my way to there again. And I've been doing that instead. It makes Dead Rising a way better game.
To come at it from like a roguelike perspective?
Yeah, because before it would be stupid to like restart the game all over again. But because my brain didn't realize that you're not losing anything except story progress and
your items.
And they kind of make story progress not mean anything in Dead Rising, except for like your main story plots that happen at set times. So you have to wait through that stuff anyways. But Dead Rising was really forward thinking in some really cool ways. And also it's still just dumb fun to like, pick up bass guitars and slam them against a horde of zombies.
Attack a horde of zombies using CDs.
Yep.
The other thing I never liked about that game were the psychopath fights, actually. Because it was like, I got this mall full of all this shit that I can use. You're making me use a gun?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you.
The ones that make you use a gun are the worst ones, for sure. Like,
all of them.
Like Carlito.
Carlito. Dude,
Carlito is really bad.
Like, the first one you do in the food court, when he's like up on the ledge and you have to like make your way up there, and all you have are like handguns or that submachine gun. I hate that I still remember where everything is in that game. Like, I could pick that game up right now and tell you exactly where like 4 submachine guns are located. Like,
what's crazy is,
but yeah, Carlito,
I remember the psychopaths in the Humvee in the courtyard being a huge pain.
And, they're easy as shit.
Yeah, not a big deal at all.
All you gotta do is like get them like stuck,
yeah,
which is really easy. You just get him to run into a tree, you walk around him, you shoot the guy on the turret, and the other two go down easy. Like, the other two you could just go and hit with like bats and shit. I remember when me and Jimmy figured that out. R.I.P. and peace. James and I one time with that game, we made like, because after you beat the game, you go on like survivor mode, like you just see how long you can go on for, and like it's it's a really cool part of that game, because you're dying slowly. Like, you have to be eating shit or like drinking juice and shit, but like the food court, not the food court, like the grocery store and like all the places where you could just go and like chug unlimited gallons of juice, like that's blocked off, so you can't do that. So there's just like random amounts of things everywhere, and like as days go by, things go away and like new things appear somewhere else. So like you can't just like hole up somewhere and like, you know, just live off of this food for as long as you can. You have to be moving everywhere. So one time, James and I made it to like, and if you make it to 7 days, you get the real Mega Man blaster or the real Mega Man costume. I can't remember. And
I think they came as a set.
No, you had to do 2 different things.
Yeah.
So like James and I, we worked for like 3 days one time, like 3 days straight. I would go home and sleep, and in the morning I would go with my mom again to work, and she would just drop me off at his place. And we would just go and play Dead Rising on this little fucking like 12-inch TV. You remember the TV at his house? Yeah, like that little 12-inch shitty TV. And then like we would just sit there for hours and like just map everything out. We had like a journal with like everything that you could find on day one, day two, where you find it here, like what you find over here, what weapons, which psychopaths, because like psychopaths are randomly generated and shit. We made it to like 6 days or like 7 days or something. But we didn't complete the 7 day, and we never got the real Mega Man Blaster.
Aww.
No, like, after all, this is stupid.
You gotta go 7 days without dying. Like, the story is 3?
Yeah. The main story is 3 days long.
Damn.
And you have to go 7 days without dying. Fuck. And then, like, you kill psychopaths, but then, like, they appear later. Like, the chainsaw clown? Yeah, he's tough as shit to fight, like, in the story. And then, like, you kill him in the 7 day one. I'm pretty sure I remember it this way. It might have just been that I played it so many times that I'm merging all of them into one. So, like, I remember, like, killing him, and then we went, like, 2, like, parts of the mall later, and then he was there again. I was like, dude, fuck this guy. But, like, if you kill him, you get his chainsaws, and those are some of the best weapons in the game.
They are.
Because, like, usually chainsaws, like, you can't store them because they're too big. So you just, like, use it, and then it breaks, and you just leave it there. It's, like, good to, like, get through a horde, but you can't, like, you know, equip it and then, like, put it away and then equipment again and shit. But the mini chainsaws you can. You just like put it away, when you bring it out, put it away, bring it back.
So what you do is you spec for chainsaws, and as soon as you get plenty of item slots open, just beeline to him as early as you can in the game, pick up his chainsaws, and then fill all the rest of your slots with all of the magazines that make the items last longer, and you can keep those chainsaws for most of the game.
For most of the game, yeah. And if not, like, and if you use them up, you can go back and get another one, because they respawn.
Oh, damn.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
But once they respawn, I think it's just like one at a time. Still okay. But yeah, Dead Rising is really cool.
Dead Rising is
really cool. I spent a lot of time on that game. I never once got that, like, ending A.
It's so weird because I feel like Dead Rising seemed like a cool idea, but really poorly executed at the time. And then playing it now, that game is cooler than a lot of people probably gave it credit for when it came out. And that was like a 360 launch game.
Yeah, it was a 360 launch game. I remember how excited I was when I went to go pick it up, and I loved every second of Dead Rising. There was a lot of stupid shit in that game, and I zoomed right past that shit because I didn't really like it at the time. And then later on when I played it with Jimmy, I was like, this is better. It's better to be stupid with friends. R.I.P. Jimmy.
R.I.P. R.I.P. What about you, Lara? Do you like video games?
Yes, I do. But it's funny you mentioned me remasters. I've been playing. I played the Gravity Rush remaster recently. I forgot how fun that was.
It's a good game.
I know. Cause this,
Gravity Days.
Yeah, I played it on the PS4 this time, and it was so fun.
That's a good Crackdown game.
Yeah. I just sat down and played it, like, straight. And then I've been playing Kingdom Hearts, and you know how much of a time sink that remaster is.
I actually don't.
Oh, it's days and days and
the
days.
The only thing I remember about Kingdom Hearts is playing Kingdom Hearts 2 and having that beginning section last for, like, too long.
The only thing I remember about Kingdom Hearts is that Kingdom Hearts 3 is never coming out. I just want to make sure I get that set onto this show exactly. Okay, everyone? Just making sure it's on there. Kingdom Hearts 3, never coming out. The game they're advertising is never coming out. Okay? It's on there. You heard it from here first.
Well, they're finally not making their own engine, so I have hope that it'll come out faster since they decided to just use Unreal.
They have a release date.
It's mostly done.
No, I know.
I mean, but it's never going to happen.
The Last Guardian did that for years. So.
Yeah.
Twitch still hasn't finished that game.
I refuse to.
Why?
Reasons.
So other than the Kingdom Hearts, what else?
I played Nier recently.
Wait, real quick, let's go back to Kingdom Hearts.
Oh yeah.
Did you play all of them?
I'm currently on the Birth by Sleep one, and I forgot how stupid some of the control changes are in there.
Birth by Sleep is with the carts?
No, that's Chain of Memories.
Oh, okay.
I would seem to be the only one who is okay with Chain of Memories. Like, everyone I know, okay, good. Finally. Yeah. Everyone else is like, it's so hard to play. And I was like, no, you can break that game
I have a question.
I played it, but I don't understand what I was doing.
How long would it take to explain the through line of all the releases?
I mean, like, it's so much back and forth. So,
the only ones that
Birth
matter,
by Sleep takes like 10 years before the first one. Which, the first one happens, and then you have Chain of Memories, which happens right after the first one, and then 358 Days Over 2 happens halfway through number 1, all the way up to number 2, and then number 2 happens, and then you have Recoded, which is technically just a re-version of 1, but in a corrupted diary.
Was that the phone one?
No, the phone one takes place, like, super long time ago. And then, after that you have Birth by Sleep, like I said, that takes place 10 years before. And then Dream Drop Distance takes place right after Recoded, technically, since you only played Recoded to get a stupid secret message so that you could do Dream Drop Distance. And then...
How does Mickey tie into this?
It's just stupid, convoluted timeline.
Okay.
But it's so fun.
No. Do you remember Mario is Missing?
Yeah, the horror. It's like an educational game.
I know nothing about the Kingdom Hearts games. I've never played them. I'm just assuming that Kingdom Hearts is just Mickey is Missing.
The first one.
Yeah. I like that we have two people that know this.
All you have to know is that the only real Kingdom Hearts games are Kingdom Hearts 1, Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories, Kingdom Hearts 2, and the one that's in our command.
And the one that's supposedly supposed to come out.
Because, like, all the other ones, like, I think Dream Drop Distance, 350, whatever, over Fuck You.
Those ones all came out on the...
Those are all dealing with the organization, right?
No, Dream Drop Distance, you play Sora and Riku, and it actually ties into the stuff that happens and makes sense for, like, it ties up some loose ends because they're doing the Mark of Mastery exam with Yensid. Did you play that one? On the 3DS?
No, I've played the 3 I just talked about. Okay. I played Kingdom Hearts 1, Chain of Memories, and the fucking 2. I played those three.
Okay, so 358 Days deals with the organization stuff because he plays Roxas, and who has no memories, and then so it just
Roxas
leads up...
is Sora, but like...
not Sora.
But like, not Sora.
Birth by Sleep deals with the events leading up to like how certain people got their Keyblade,
Roxas
and, like,
is,
some other garbage.
Roxas is to Sora like I am to Twitch.
Wow.
Like, I'm him.
Yeah.
But like... like a bad version.
The thing you should know about this is that there's a bunch of characters that look the same but aren't the same character, and then there's a bunch of characters that look totally different but are somehow the same character. So that's
and they fight Heartless. They fight Heartless, and they also fight nobodies. Also, well, actually, Roxas is a nobody.
Yeah.
Well, clearly.
Well, because when you lose your heart, so what happens is when you lose your heart, you become a Heartless. Which is your Heartless form, and then you become a nobody, which is just your empty shell of a body.
Yeah. But
except
sometimes
that they're smarter.
The empty shell of a body is so empty that it becomes a person.
And yeah.
That's smarter. Literally what
yeah,
they
and they actually can plan. They look like people, but they have no feelings. Except they kind of do have
except
feelings.
Except they do have feelings.
Confused because they
so
remember
really
what it's like
people.
To have feelings.
Okay. Well, no, you've never played Pokemon. You've played Pokemon.
Yeah.
Did you play Pokemon Ruby?
Vaguely. I played Emerald.
Yeah,
I had Emerald too.
Gen 3.
I had all of them. Yeah.
Okay, so like, you know how like there's that Pokemon Nincada? It's like a little bug, and then if you get it to level 20, it evolves into Ninjask. And if you have an extra slot, like an extra space open in your party, you get a Shedinja, which is just like the shell, because it's a bug that like grew into a fucking. It's a little like a. It's a little shithead, okay? And then like it evolves into this badass like ninja fucking cicada, like a mask and
like
scythe
cool.
arms. And then like you also get like Shedinja, which is like this like it's got one HP, like anything will kill it, but only super effective moves will kill it. And it's just like it's a really good Pokemon if you did it right, which nobody ever did. Except me. Fucking badass. But like that's exactly what it is. Like, it evolved into a badass Pokemon, and then like a shitty shell guy left behind. That's a nobody.
Yeah, there you go.
So go play Pokemon, so I can explain Kingdom Hearts to you.
So I know this.
But yeah, Kingdom Hearts is like interesting. Like, you play through most of the Disney stories, but of course they insert the main plot, and then you have your half your Final Fantasy plot in it too. So it's like Final Fantasy and Disney, but
that's exactly
and then everyone thinks it looks like. Very cutesy, and then you're like, no, but it kind of looks like that when you play Birth by Sleep. God, Disney Town is like what everyone imagines Kingdom Hearts looks like who hasn't played it, and then you're just like, ugh. It's just, that place, I just don't want to scrub it from my memory. It's so awful.
Can I suplex a train in Kingdom Hearts?
I think that's in the new.
Can you suplex a train?
Yeah,
that's very specific. Why would you
that's my favorite thing in any Final Fantasy game. Oh. Is in Final Fantasy VI... which is also 3.
I really hate the Final Fantasy episodes. I just want to point out at this point.
They're fine.
Yeah, the last one to come out on the Super Nintendo.
Is that the one with
the Terror one?
There you go, yeah.
The one where Kefka wins.
I've never played any Final Fantasy games.
Okay.
Super Nintendo Final Fantasy game where the evil clown destroys the world halfway through the game.
Oh, I think I've heard of that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks really like...
It's a good one. It's a good Super Nintendo.
I will take your word for it.
Okay. There's a boss fight that's a ghost train, and it's your standard RPG boss fight, but one of your characters is super melee-focused, and so he has suplex moves, and the animation is always like rush at the enemy, grab it, and then do like a jump and bring him back down. But this train is just like an enemy that extends past the end of the screen because it's a whole train. You can suplex the train. And so he rushes at the train, grabs it like he would any other enemy, and like jumps up into the sky, and the train just endlessly goes up, and then you bring it down.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that. It's more like you're a sword, magic swordsman.
That's a key.
Yeah.
Okay, Laura, you said you were playing Nier also?
Oh, yeah.
Let's stop talking about this shit.
I don't want to preface that I still haven't even touched it.
You haven't?
Right. I got
to a point where one of the female robots is trying to tell me that one of the other female robots is a floozy, and that she's like a whatever because she's in love with this other, like, magician robot. That's as far as I'm at.
Oh, okay. I know where you are. You're in Pascal's village.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and then, it's like a John whatever. Hearts
conversation to talk about this.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you see,
but I haven't played.
Nier is a very special game. First Nier, yeah, that's good. Nier Automata is the one that we're actually talking about here. Nier 2.
Okay.
The new one.
Yeah, that was great.
It is very good. I mean, at first glance, it's like a crazy genre mashup that's mostly like a Zelda-style game with like slightly more intricate combat because like developed by Platinum Games.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's still not like Bayonetta or Devil May Cry.
Whatever happened to that one game by them that you would spend hours in the lobby waiting for?
Oh, Anarchy Reigns?
Anarchy Reigns!
Oh yeah, that super cool game that was like multiplayer focused and you played it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, continue?
Yeah. So, Nier is your action RPG with like very good action in it and very cool genre mashup stuff. Sometimes it's a scrolling shooter, like arcade style. You're up in the air and you're piloting like a mecha jet shooting down robots.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then sometimes it is just a bullet hell game where you're just navigating a room full of projectiles that are coming at you, because that's just what the boss is doing, and you've got to fight them while 100,000 million like bullets are on screen.
Onto an island.
Yes. But at the core of the game, it's just subverting everything about what you expect it to be to tell a really, really cool story.
It's the only game I think I've ever been genuinely freaked out with, like, existential crisis. Like, I was very disturbed. It wasn't even, like, in a horror movie. It was just, like, very freaking disturbing. Like, I don't know. Like, it was the...
Yeah, so you play as an android who is part of an organization of androids who...
Called Yorha.
Yeah, called Yorha. They fight for the glory of mankind because...
Aliens invaded.
Yeah, aliens invaded and robots occupy Earth and...
mankind retreated to the moon.
Yeah, mankind retreated to the moon centuries and centuries and centuries and centuries ago. So you are just on Earth fighting the...
The machines.
Yeah, what's left of the machines. And...
You play as 2B.
You play as 2B most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like... Gorillas?
No.
No.
Oh, that's 2D.
That's 2D.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oops. My alphabet's mixed up there.
Yeah. No, 2B. Like
2B. Or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
That's what it's playing.
It's literally a number 2 and the letter B.
Yeah.
And you play as 9S.
Also, that sentence that you just... That pun? Yeah, might be...
The whole point?
The secret entire plot of the game. Because... The game essentially just starts breaking down as to, like, what is the nature of what we're doing. Who are we really in relationship to the alien invasion robot force? Why are we fighting, and who are we actually fighting for? Are we fighting for anybody? This war between robots and androids has been raging for so long that there is literally no record of how it began anymore, and
the conspiracies.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, the game just starts to break down on itself in really, really cool ways.
Yeah, and then like the mechanics are really interesting, especially when you're switching like the different characters. Like each person does different things, and like they can do different kind of fighting styles. Like one of them can actually like 2B like has the standard melee and whatever. And then you have a little pod that can do, like, different attacks. It can, like, shoot little laser beams. It can shoot guns. Your hand gets really fucking tired holding the shoot button down forever.
It's like you learn to play the game just constantly holding R1 while you're playing the rest of it.
Yeah, your hand literally starts running. The dodging is really fluid. It plays really fluidly. And then you have 9S who has like hacking skills. I hated the hacking minigames. Like, I despise those.
I like the hacking minigames so much. Those are
cool. I hated it. They're I got so cool. tired of it because if you screwed up even slightly and you only had 3 hits before you were dead. So some of them were just really irritating. Yep, but overall, it was pretty fun. It's just like some of them, I was just like, I'm tired.
So the way that the hacking minigames work is you basically send like a sonic wave into an enemy, and then you're in their programming. And the way that the game plays out is you're like this little triangle ship, and you're shooting away at like memory blocks inside of the robot until you eventually get to a core, which is
Well, that's
sphere.
Only with some of them.
Right. And so you will be in melee combat, and then you'll, like, in mid-combo, blast one of the robots there with, like, to hack them, and you jump into this arcadey hacking mini-game.
Of 8-bit music of the songs.
Yeah, and the entire thing is super fluid, because every time you jump into a hacking mini-game, whatever orchestral song was playing for the battle theme just, like, transitions into an 8-bit version of itself.
It's pretty cool, actually. It's just, I got really tired of the...
Who made this game? You said Platinum, yeah.
Platinum and Square Enix?
Yeah. So you know Square Enix
game. Just Kingdom Hearts, actually.
not even, like, Square Enix. The director of this game is a very special man.
Oh, the ending for it is really cool. Like, the way the mechanic at the end.
Yeah.
Depending on which ending you give, because there's 5 different... Well, there's 26 endings. But only 5 of them are the real ending.
And
isn't there one for every letter of the alphabet?
Yeah, there's one for... Yeah. I accidentally ate the fish and died.
Oh, that's weird. There's 26 letters in the alphabet.
And it's not even that. You could... If you die at a certain point in the game...
Or not do something or walk away.
Yeah, or not do something. you'll get an ending for that.
Yeah.
And it gets really, really dumb and cool about it sometimes. It'll be like, the camera does not pan anywhere. This is the hallway that you're supposed to walk down. You just walk back that way. And then it'll be like, and like they wandered off and chose to abandon the mission. And
humanity failed.
And humanity was doomed.
It gets really funny.
And you get a full credit scroll.
But it's like
this, like 20 times speed.
it goes by in like 5 seconds.
And then you just load your previous save, and then you go back
actually
again.
Go down that hallway.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then they start to like double back on that sometimes. So you'll play through the entire story the first time, and it's your standard A to B. Like you start to learn about the nature of the world, and there is an ending.
Mm-hmm.
And then you play the game again the second time, except you're a different character, and you're starting from the same point at the beginning. And you play through the entire thing, but there are no more side quests. You don't actually, like, repeat
No, there's
side
still side
stuff.
Quests, yeah. But only by that character.
Yeah. So you'll get new side quests for, like, the character that you're playing as, and you could still finish the side quests from the first playthrough, but you don't ever have to... You're not ever forced to redo any side stuff that you've already done.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you basically play through the entire game again, but it's shorter because there's less to do. And then, at the end of that... The next like playthrough is
you switch back and forth between two characters.
Yeah, like back and forth, but it begins at the end of where you've been playing at the entire time.
Yeah, so you have the two linear storylines. The first two playthroughs happen simultaneously, and they're at the beginning. And then after that, you merge up, and you have this other playthrough. But they're still you're playing as two different characters. But that's like a like after. So it's crazy. You basically play this game like 4 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
4 or 5 times. It's really interesting.
And by the time you're in ending 3, like they start encouraging you in really cool ways, like, hey, we know you've been playing through this game a lot of times and we're asking you to play through it again, but you're actually not playing through it again. You technically unlocked the second half of the game, and so you'll get your fresh start at the beginning of the story. Like continuing past what you thought was going to happen over and over again.
I was so confused. I was like, this game was so like long. It was simultaneously the longest game I played and the shortest game I played. Right. It was weird.
And like as you're going through the third playthrough, you'll get your opening credits at the beginning, and then you play, and then things go crazy so quickly that completely change the context of what you've been doing the entire game that they have to give you a new title card.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like I'm like, I don't even know what I'm playing anymore.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, what am I doing? What am I playing? And then Nier. Okay, I'm playing Nier. I guess this is what the game is now.
I know. I was like, was this just a prologue? I'm like, I was so confused. It was great. I loved it. I was like, I'm so confused and I'm loving it for one.
And then by the very, very end of the game, they decide to pose you with this question of, so what is the cycle of what we've been doing here, and like, how do you get out of it? And they find the solution for you, but it means a lot to break the cycle. But choosing to break the cycle is one of the most satisfying things in a video game.
Oh yeah, it was the most satisfying and indeed no ever. Well, yeah. Like being amazing. We don't want to spoil it. It's just so good.
I'm never gonna play that game.
I mean, I'm gonna play it.
I still don't want to. Yeah, spoil what? It. Yeah, don't. Cause especially if you're only at Pascal's Village, I don't want to even get into the part that I found really disturbing. I'd love to talk about that, but I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, I mean, the
little snippets.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it'll be a thing, because just little side quest snippets, they can be completely hit or miss. One of my favorite side quests was you go to a robot village and they're like completely cut off from the network, so they kind of just do their own Pascal's thing, and they're friendly.
Mm. I think that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, you just got to Pascal's village. Mm. It sounds like you just did the amusement park, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so in this village, like, you get some really simple side quests once you get to, like, the second playthrough and you're hacking all the time, where, like, Mom Robot is like, my son just always locks himself in my room. Can you, like, hack the door open and get in there? I'm like, okay. So you hack the door open, and then he's like, I don't want to go outside. It's really scary out there. Like, you have no control over anything. Why am I going to put up with that? And then your character tries to convince him, like, just go out there and play with the other kids. And he's like, okay, and then you go, and then you come back, and then the mom robot comes back, and like, he locked himself in again. And you're like, fine, and then so you hack him out again, and you ask him, why'd you lock yourself in again? Like, well, I tried, and I went to go talk to people, but this is just easier, so I'm just gonna be in here. And then you're like, well, fine, kid, do whatever you want, but there's a lot more space out here. And then, like, the third time you go back, and you talk to the mom, and like, yeah, you did it again. And at that point, I don't think you respond anymore. You just get, like, the ellipses response. You're like, you know what to do. And you hack it open. And I think at that point, like, the kid, like, you start to ask the kid why he keeps doing what he's doing before you even, like, open the door. And the robot kid just starts to explain it in the most, like, undeniable logic that he's better off in there, like, his worldview is shaped around, like, living his entire life in his little hut, and we've tried and tried and tried, but no, his argument wins. Like, we have nothing
against him.
We have nothing against him, so, like, go and live your life, kid.
Mm-hmm.
These are robots.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy about it.
They're like, they look like soda cans with a little ball on top.
Yeah.
They're what?
They're like soda cans with a little ball
and
on top.
And stick arms and legs. Oh, I feel bad. Actually, speaking of side quests, I'm glad you're doing the one with the floozies.
There's one I have to go into the desert, I think.
Yeah, like, do that one, because I really like the tie-in of that quest into when you play the second playthrough. To me, it's, like, really depressing. Because when you hack into it,
said
memory.
With the biggest smile.
Yeah. it's so depressing. You're like, But there was one quest, I accidentally really messed it up because I didn't realize you could accidentally destroy one of the robots. There's like these robots and you hack into them and they're just like scattered around. And I accidentally killed one because the enemies followed me up the ladder. It was by the transmission tower, like outside Pascal's village. Oh. And there's like a bridge, and the robot accidentally got shot by the other robots. And so I never completed that quest and it drove me insane. And then, did you have problems with it glitching, like one of the quests? There's one where you have to track down rogue units, and it just glitched. And, like, they wouldn't show up when they were supposed to. And then it's just...
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was intentional or not. It could just be
I think it was a bug because it seemed really weird, and like I kept going to the area, and like I spent like an hour looking for these stupid rogue robots and they never showed up, and then I was just like, you know what, I'm just gonna go continue the game, and then suddenly they appeared way later.
Maybe it's both. Yeah. Maybe it's like Bethesda when they're like, hey, Bethesda, is this a bug or a feature? Like, yes.
Yes. Yeah, like the that happens a lot. They give you kind of a lot of leeway with side quests in that game. There's a really cool side quest where you just talk to... You walk into this conversation between the family of robots, and the younger robot is being super rebellious. Like, no, I'm going to go into the city, and all you ever do is you want to keep us here in the village, and we never do anything. This is so boring. I'm going to go off and have an adventure. And the robot just runs off, and then like the mom robot goes like crying after it. And you can follow them out of the village, and the mom like stops before you actually leave. And she tells you, like, can you just go keep an eye on him? And be sure that he gets back safe. And so that little side quest begins where you're kind of just hovering over this little robot and you're trying to keep it safe as like waves and waves and waves of enemy robots are coming in. You can fail that quest and you don't have to load a save or anything. Like that's just what happened to that kid as he went up to the city and he died.
Oh, I actually didn't have him die. So, but they get depressing. Like some of them, like you can totally screw up. And like, there's some that you like, you do all this stuff to help someone, and then it just leaves off sinister, like, why they wanted you to help them. Like, it could go either way. Like, some of them are really, like, heartwarming, touching, like, stories, and then some leave you like, holy shit. Like, I'm kind of like, don't come near me, like... Oh my god! And like the music changes, they really like.
Playing this game, Michael.
I know.
It's really good, and like the music they pick for these really sets like the tone, and you're like you like they really nail like the soundtrack's amazing like for all the stuff like.
Yeah, the hardest thing you ever have to do is like get through the second playthrough.
Yeah.
Because it's the only time that you're actually just like repeating stuff, and it does get kind of.
I didn't mind that one that much. For some reason, like it didn't bother me to play through it again. Just because there was enough of a difference that it wasn't too much of a chore.
Yeah. Also, the one thing that stuck out to me is 9S is way stronger than 2B.
Yeah, I was like, what?
He follows you along through like the entire first playthrough as like your lackey.
Yeah, and you think he's pathetically weak.
Yeah, and like story beats happen and like boss fights happen, and he'll always radio in and be like, 2B, let me go ahead and do this thing. Like, I've done this. And
you just take it for, okay, whatever.
And then you go and play through what he's been doing the entire time he's alongside you. And
he is
a way more capable robot than, like, the character you've been playing as for the first playthrough.
Yeah. It's like, I guess it's be so good at your job you don't even realize, like, how essential you are. And he's very efficient.
I know you have no idea what that
was. I was about to say something about it. Yeah, it was along the lines of what you said.
Yeah, I know.
It was a great game. Like, that game will forever be in my heart.
You know what game I want to get back to?
Twisted Metal.
God, I wish they did.
Twisted Metal 24.
Dude, that game was so good. Underrated. Criminally underrated. No. Monster Hunter.
Ah, fuck you.
Dude,
Monster Hunter.
I put it down. I haven't played it for, like, 2 months.
Yeah, me neither.
And I really want to get back to it. Because she said something, like, you said right now something with the music.
I was remembering,
like, when you go into your suite, like, the music that plays in this, you're like,
why is it
too good? It's too good. It's like, why is this music so good for this game?
No.
Like, dude, you go into, like, your room once you, like, become a high enough rank, and it's, like, the most beautiful, like, almost, like, melancholic, like, melody just starts playing, and you look over at the harp, and there's, like, cats playing and shit.
What the fuck?
It's fucking
yeah,
it's
that,
beautiful,
that
dude.
Game's got,
I love it.
Monster Hunter World's got so much charm.
It's
so good. My Palico is just Pepper, and she is always wearing, like, the carcasses of our biggest kill.
God damn it.
mine's just Jack, but like a cat. And, like, he has... Right now, I have him with this thing where it's, like, it looks like he's just, like, he's in pieces. One of the high-rank monsters... one of the Elder Dragons that you kill, when you give him... Like, when you make the armor for him, it looks like he doesn't have, like, parts of him in there. You can see through, like, your Palico. I'm like,
that's funny.
Yeah. That's cool and
stuff.
I put 180 something hours into that game.
I'm still not.
And I really, like, really want to get back because I'm still not high rank.
See, that the only game I put that much time into recently was Persona. I'm like, I haven't played Modern Hunt.
Which Persona?
The new one.
Five?
Yeah,
yeah,
five.
Jessica put 300 hours into that one.
Yeah. I still want to platinum that one, but then I'm like...
Oh, you should talk to her. She already did it.
Oh, see, I just like, certain little things.
Good luck having a conversation with Jessica.
Yeah, there's certain things you have to do that are just...
I feel like if we all play Persona, we'd have more of a...
Yeah.
Man, Persona's so good.
It's so good. I love the user interface. Like, it's just so... The aesthetics, everything about that game I love.
Man, Persona is... I'm trying... There's a feeling that game is the video game version of. It's like fucking... It's not punk because it's too clean around the edges to be like punk in video game form. Mm-hmm. But it's also got too much fucking attitude in it to be like jazz in video game form. But yeah. That game is a really... That game is... Graphic design pornography.
It is like Jesus. I have the on my phone. I did the little screensaver, so it turned to night to day. I'm like, I need that. The aesthetics on that game are beautiful, and like just like how the attention to detail on the like the way they designed it is really great.
Yeah, just the menus in that game could be game of the year.
Yeah, like I have shamelessly spent like hours just scrolling through the menus to watch how things shift because it looks so gorgeous.
And if you go through the item list, you go further and further and further, and the longer your list is, the faster it scrolls. And when it's scrolling really fast, the main character, like standing idly in the start and the pause menu, uh-huh. will just start stomping at the ground at the scrolling menu bar as it goes down.
It's great. Like, it's so fun, and like, I really like when you're with your confidence and stuff and you're like switching through them, like how just it looks. It's just so pretty.
You can bang your teacher.
Yeah, you can bang your teacher. You can bang everyone. You can ask all of them.
Sounds like my game.
You can ask all of them to Valentine's Day and then have them beat the shit out of you for taking so many girls. It's great.
Yeah. You can bang. You can bang your dad's daughter. You can bang. You can bang your teacher.
You can bang the hot doctor down the street.
I know, but the way you worded.
Not your sister.
Not your sister.
Okay. The dude that
your guardian's daughter. You can bang your guardian's daughter. You can bang a journalist who's like the total mom gene journalist. You can
bang the journal.
You can
bang the class president.
The doctor.
Can bring the hot model girl.
You can bang Red Bayonetta.
Oh, and John?
So, Persona, another cool thing about Persona, like just top level, not even specific to like five, is a persona is just basically one of the personalities from like the tarot cards brought to life.
Yeah.
And so,
from the major arcana.
Yeah, from like major arcana. So there's like, the tower, the magician, and they all have like different varieties. And they're basically Pokemon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fucking said that, huh?
Yeah. Each of the main characters, except for like your player character, has like their one main persona. So they evolve. Yeah, so your buddy like is going to have his persona, and like that's who they are. And then like the hot chick has like her persona, and it's like whatever flamenco girl or whatever. And then you recruit this one character in Persona 5, who is like the super uptight class president type.
High romance type.
Yeah, her sister's a cop. Her persona is a motorcycle.
It's really fucking cool. Rides a fucking motorcycle.
I've seen this.
But everyone else, like, their persona is, like, a being.
Yeah.
She turns into a motorcycle.
She just rides a motorcycle.
It's so fucking cool. She, like, knows Aikido. She was my favorite. Uh-huh. I romanced her. I kind
of
wish you could romance your male companions, too. Just because some of them... Yeah, one of them is a UFO with tentacle porn.
There's a persona that's just a penis.
Oh, yeah, there is. It's like a penis on a cart.
Yeah.
And you have to fight it because it's a because what happens in the game too is that you have like side quest things that you have to go fulfill requests because you're trying to change people's hearts to make them good people. And one of them, like, there's certain ones you have to do in this place called Mementos, which is like the collective unconsciousness of Tokyo. So you have the your collective unconsciousness of the world, and so you go into it and you're trying to find like what happened to one of the characters who's a cat. But it's like, no, I was human, so you're trying to help the cat get Morgan. To the depths of yeah, Morgana.
Morgana.
Yeah, you're trying to help the Morgan cat get to the depths the depths of this collective unconsciousness because it's like I know something's going on, but the thing is you can only get so far because of how society views you, and then you unlock the door. So every time you help someone you can go deeper into Mementos. But there's side quests you can do by helping people, and like where you fight the penis car.
Oh yeah, that's how this conversation starts.
So to
I feel
fight
like
them.
You're. I'm following everything, but like I feel like you're lost on this.
Because
she mentioned the collective, like that's like an area in the game that you can go. That's not like a palace.
Yeah, because each person, like, each evil person has a palace, and it's like they're. It's basically a just they're. So the whole thing is like that you have this cognitive dissonance that happens, and because of how distorted your desires that you have in your heart. You build a fake palace. So, like, one person's an artist, and he views himself as a museum, like this evil museum that's just all gold-colored and, like, just gold. And he just basically is using all his students because he's, like, I don't know how much you want me to spoil for this.
I'm never going to play any
Okay, well,
game
basically,
ever.
he takes credit for all his students' works, and then he overworks them, and he ends up, like, causing the death of one of them. And so he basically has this whole... Like, this game is really messed up. That's why I was getting back to Penis Cart.
Well, because, like, before you go on for the first dude you take down, he's like...
He's a gym teacher who's sexually harassing the female volleyball students.
And doesn't she, like, attempt suicide?
She actually jumps off a building and almost dies, and she falls into a coma. And the guy is trying to, like, threaten you to kick you out of school because you have a criminal record because you tried to do the right thing. The main character tried to do the right thing. And save a...
Yeah, there's a lot of...
He tried to help some girl, but the person who he went against was a politician, you find out later. And it's a whole mess. So anyway, so he gets caught and thrown into prison instead for accidentally, like, injuring this guy when he pushed him over off this girl he was, like, trying to kidnap, basically. But so the whole thing is a lot of...
You're a scumbag.
You're really the nicest person ever. And you did not want to, like, you were just trying to help someone. You were just trying to do the right thing, and it fucked you over.
You don't want to do the right thing in video games.
Yeah, but back to this whole cart. So one of the mementos, the penis cart, is that it's a manager of these girl idols, and he's sexually harassing them. And so he just talks about, like, how he's trying to, like, fuck all these girls, basically. And so you basically have to put a penis on a cart.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. There's one story about, like part, because each character you have to play, like, your confidence, you play storylines with, and usually at the end of a confidence, you have to help change someone's heart who's harassing and, like, causing problems for your person you're confiding in. And one of them is that there's these parents that are basically, like, taking sexual photos of their daughter and using it to get money. It's crazy.
The game
is
crazy.
It's pretty fucking dark. Like, it's kind of reminds me of how when I played the new Digimon Cyber Sleuth, and I was like, this is a game I wasn't expecting to be this dark, but it's kind of really screwed up. Like, it's got, like, organ harvesting stuff in it. Jesus. Like, it was great. It was so fun to play, too. But, yeah. So Persona's really, like, it's got this seediness to it that's great.
Persona is my favorite Pokemon.
Yeah, it is like a Pokemon game because you collect the personas. You have to convince them. You have to raise them. They have
all the weaknesses and strengths.
Yeah, it's great.
You can only learn like 8 or so moves, and then to learn new moves, you got to forget old moves for each persona.
Yeah, it's great. And then like you can like fuse them together, but it's like it's really kind of funny and it's kind of screwed.
Don't they get like
they get executed? Yeah, like you have to stick them in like a little guillotine, and then they get their head chopped off and become a new one. Because it's pulling the power, and then if you want to, like, you can power up with one by electrocution cherry, one, and then another one you can, like, I think you hang it to get an item. Or is it electric chairs? It's the one you get the item, and the hanging is the one you get the power. And you can lock them in solitary confinement to strengthen them so that they don't have a weakness anymore.
Wow. Yeah.
Because the whole thing is it. they have this thing called the Velvet Room, and it's always changes. Like, you just feel bad for this main character. He gets kicked while he's down. Like, I felt like protagonist from number four. Oh, you name the protagonist first name, last name, so you can call him whatever you want.
Akira.
People get that's what they named him. That's what they named him. I think in the manga.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah.
Yeah, because in the anime they made recently, it's Ren something Ayama whatever. Anyway, and so you can get pretty dirty with the names. People often do that.
I bet.
But that's not even out of place.
Yeah, it's not even context. Yeah. So anyway, though, but part of it is that this room changes all the time. Like protagonist four from number four, he was like in a limo because he made out like a pimp. And was like hooking up with a Velvet Room attendant. And then number four is in jail. I mean, number five's in jail. He has these two brats like beating the shit out of him all the time.
You can't hook up with the Velvet Room attendants in five because they're like twin 12 year olds.
Okay. Yeah. That's not something to be disappointed about.
It's gross. I mean, so just like, no. We're not touching that with a 10 foot pole. Mm-hmm. So anyway, probably longer, but anyway. You're just, like, everyone's just shitting on you. Everyone's suspicious of you. One person you befriend is, like, a Yakuza.
Jesus.
Like, it's pretty crazy. Like, everyone has huge problems. Like, either, like, one character got his leg broken by, like, someone because they wanted him to, like, out of the way. He broke his leg. And then one girl, she's a gangster's threatening her that she has to work basically in prostitution. And that's part of the plot. And then, like, one, like, wants to kill herself, and one, like, it gets, like, one's going to be married off, and basically it's a plaything, too. Like, another one learns it hasn't gotten to that part, so I don't want to spoil it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's
he's never going to care.
I shouldn't have said that, actually, on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, he listens. He's the one that replaces.
Well, he doesn't know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
He'll be fine.
By the time he gets around to editing, he'll probably be finished.
No. He's just not going to care.
He's still stuck on Futaba's palace, which I don't blame him. That one was one of the more annoying ones in my eyes.
But isn't that like at the beginning?
No, that's halfway through.
Are?
That's not when you get, you know, Tentacle Girl.
I don't know.
Okay, no. Hers is like the fifth.
I know only as much as what I've seen.
Jessica plays it?
Well, yeah, she's playing on that shit, so.
It's the fourth palace. It's the fourth palace, and then you have like 2-3 after that. So it's the halfway point. It's the halfway point.
She played in Detroit. Become human.
Wow.
Yeah.
And did you play that game?
I didn't play that game.
So, sounds like Persona has taken up a good chunk of this show.
I'm telling you.
And like I am nowhere closer to understanding what the fuck this game is about.
It's great.
You would love to talk to her about it.
All that I've done is like Pokemon.
It's great. It's honestly, it's a really fun game. And
Have you been watching the animated?
Yeah, I have. I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah? I don't know. I she loves it. She's like,
there's some parts that are good and there's some parts that I'm like, I don't like what you did there. But the company that made it is really new. And the only other thing I think they've done is that Darling in the Franxx one that everyone kind of went like off the rails.
Let's not talk about Darling in the Franxx.
Yeah, that ending was just the most disappointing shit ever. So we'll just
see. Nope. I made it seem like I know about it. I only know like base level about Darling in the Franxx. And
it's,
I asked this
talking
guy,
about
and it's like,
yeah,
and
yeah,
even
yeah.
He was like, nah.
Yeah, it was like meh, and then it went like, okay, this is kind of cool, and then it went, oh god, no, just no. Why did you go there?
I like
what is it?
The One Piece.
Yeah, it's an anime.
I like the One Piece anime and the Dragon Ball anime. And the Naruto anime.
I hate my
life. Like, no.
Yeah.
Like, no. Anyway, back to Persona, but yeah.
No, back to Persona.
Back to Persona.
Okay, we'll finish with it, but yeah. Oh, I played I don't know what else. I played Horizon Zero Dawn.
I have yet to play it.
That one's really fantastic.
I played, what's it called? Enclave? Odyssey to the East? Isn't that the same game?
No. Enclave? It's Enslaved Odyssey to the East.
Enslaved. There you go. Enclave is that other game we're talking about for like the first Xbox.
Yeah, no, none of those.
That was not a title.
That was the same game. Not even remotely.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you're right. What was
Enslaved?
Enslaved. Yeah,
like, that game was cool.
That game was a game,
but we've already talked about that game.
Have we?
Yeah, I brought it up in one of the episodes.
Yeah.
Where I was like, that game's the gamest game I've ever played in a long time.
Yeah. I think you said those exact words.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm trying to think of anything else I've played. Like, big thing that we all kind of got to touch on for a little bit, and I guess we probably wrap it up with this too.
I was just gonna say that like today I went on Pornhub to confirm that Fortnite porn is a real thing.
Is it?
Is definitely a real thing. Here,
I mean, I know they had the Overwatch stuff because they released like the.
They have almost everything.
Okay,
stuff,
yeah. Okay, pretty much they have everything. Like.
It's a thing. It's a real thing. Hell? Twitch sent it in the group text, and I had to confirm. So. This is just
James
something.
Called it like, what the fuck is that burn victim?
That looks like worse than a burn victim.
It's bad.
It's bad. Like,
I hate saying that. Yeah, I know.
By next cast, I will have watched it and let you guys know what it's about and how it correlates to the Fortnite story.
To the actual game. Oh, Ricky, you play a lot of Fortnite. Play a lot of Fortnite.
I play a lot of Fortnite only because it lets me like play with Freddy plays it. And he's out in Dallas, and like when I wasn't hanging out with you guys, I would hang out with Freddy. So like now I can't do that. So I play with him through there. And James too. James plays it in the afterlife. So they have Fortnite in hell because there's no way James went anywhere but hell. So like they have it there. So he plays it. You know. I have a pretty good headset, so like I can hear him pretty well over all the screaming. I play a lot of Fortnite. Like,
does that game shoot good?
No.
Okay.
There's nothing about that game.
I had one question about that game, and you answered it.
There's not a single part of that game you're gonna like. You specifically, Michael, you could get into it.
I feel like I could.
You really could. Like, if you and I started playing,
I'm really into the battle royale multiplayer type.
I just don't think Fortnite is your thing.
No.
But it could be your thing. Have you played it?
I played it. I did it. My nephew was really into it.
Yeah.
Like, really into it.
Most kids are.
Yeah. I played a little, and I just wasn't really a huge fan. It was, like, fun to just mess around doing other things.
I've been playing it since, like, I don't remember when it came out, but, like, a month or two after it came out, like, I started playing it, and I just, like, people are stupid good at that game.
Oh, yeah.
Not to mention, like, now with the, like, cross-platform play, like...
Except PlayStation.
No, there's ways. I play with a guy that plays on PC.
Yeah, my niece and nephew play
really?
On the computer.
Yeah, then why are people bitching about it so much?
It's fucking complicated as shit.
They do a really conniving thing where it exists if you don't look at it, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are cross-platform with PlayStation is the weeping angels of
multiplayer gaming.
Yeah,
but yeah, so like I play a lot of Fortnite. It's pretty fun, but then you always go up against these fuckers that just like you know how, you have you seen gameplay? You know what it's about, right? Like,
I know more or less
battle royale, yeah. And then like you got
the building
and you got build shit. That's the thing about it.
100
is, like,
Minecraft's parachute onto an island.
Yeah, basically.
So Minecraft survival. I mean, what
it is
that
basically
shit?
Minecraft Hunger Games.
There you go, with the Hunger Games.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And like, you can play squads, so like, you can play like four people. You can play duos.
You can play 50-50.
You can play solo. You can play 50-50, which is really stupid, I hear, and nobody really plays that anymore. And yeah, like, the building is pretty cool once you get the hang of it. But like, for me, like...
A lot of it just reduces to,
moving my
I'm getting shot at, build a wall.
Yeah. And then, like, build a wall and then build a ramp so you can see over the wall. And then, like, build more walls around that ramp and then build another ramp. And then, like, basically get as high as possible so you can look down at your enemies.
I feel like that what you're describing is, like, when, like,
it's Minecraft.
You see...
Yes, it's Minecraft.
No, but, like, and to make a comparison was, like, in
Minecraft.
Monster Hunter, like, super advanced players...
No, that's the wrong M.
They're able to, like, on the fly, like, craft shit. Like, they use the, like, the...
No, it's not that complicated.
I don't even know.
No, it's really simple. Like, you just break down trees and you get wood. Minecraft, and then you just use that to build stuff. Minecraft.
Yeah.
So
it's
like
Minecraft,
and then like they have
third person shooter.
So like I'm not that good at building. Yeah. I'm pretty good at shooting and like
I'm pretty good at Minecraft, but not shooting.
I am really good at Minecraft, but like not at shooting in this game. I mean, not at building this game at all. Like, it's so fucking. It's not even that hard. All you have to do is like spin and press circle a bunch. No. Exit, and then like you just build walls around yourself, and you can build all these like complicated structures. It's just that everyone else is so much better at it than me. That like now they have this thing. It's like a grenade called a portafort. I think that's what it's called. And like all you do is you just like throw it on the ground, and it just builds a fort for you. You can just get to the top and use it like that. It's pretty cool, but it's pretty cool for people like me who like have a hard time building shit like that. But at the same time, like, it makes me continue to be bad at that. And yeah, like, it's just fun. Like, I started playing that game like 2 months after it came out with Freddy, and I just got my first solo win like a week ago. Those games get pretty fucking hard. Like, you could do like the thing that like a lot of people do, where they just like go to like a, like the bus. Like, if this is the island and the bus is like going this way, you can like. Like, the whole table is a map, right? And it's going like this. You can, like, parachute over there.
And then, to the like, other side of the
loot,
map.
Loot everything on the other side of the map. And then, like, eventually the storm's going to close in. So, like, this will be, like, the only safe area. So you have to make your way over here. By the time you get here, there's, like, three people left. But yeah. Those three people are the best three people you'll ever fight against. And because you're using the strategy of going all the way over there, you're not good at combat.
Yeah.
So, like, you will never win that way. You'll always be, like, number three or number four. So the other, like, I'm pretty good at the combat, but like the other day, I didn't even realize that I had won because I got to this point where it was these four guys fighting, and then like I was trying to make my way to them too. By the time I got there, like it was just three of them. One of them was like on the other side of the map healing. The other one was like over there shooting at the guy healing, and the other guy was about to snipe that guy, and I just shot that guy in the back because I'm a piece of shit, fucking proud of it. And then, like, the other two guys fought, and then it was just me and the guy who had been healing. So, like, I was, like, I had no idea that I was the second to last player, but I was just standing there. I was just like, ah, fuck it, this guy's probably going to kill me anyway. So I just, like, pulled out my scar, and I just, like, unloaded on him. Like, I wasn't even fucking, like, aiming or anything. I was just, like, shooting from the hip. And the fucker just went down, and it was, like, Victory Royale, and I screamed. Since he wasn't here, I didn't give a shit. I fucking squealed like a motherfucker. Check it out. I haven't fucking screenshotted that shit. Look at me just standing over all his fucking shit that he dropped. Also, I'm Star-Lord.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I watched my nephew play when they had Thanos, but they nerfed him so quick.
Oh, yeah, like, they did a thing for the Infinity Gauntlet. Like, you could pick up the gauntlet and become Thanos and become fucking OP as shit.
Except
like, every time you kill somebody, like, you get all your health and shield back. So, like, Epic is doing, like, I think Epic is doing a really good job with Fortnite.
Mm-hmm. Overall, they do a good job. I don't really like it.
Yeah, even more than like PUBG. Like, I know everyone played Fortnite because they couldn't play PUBG because PUBG costs money. But actually, like, Fortnite gets pretty expensive too because everyone just wants to buy all these skins and shit.
Yeah. And those battle passes.
Yeah, the battle passes. Like, I buy the battle passes. I've only bought two though because for a while I didn't play any games. And then I started playing Prey, and then also I played like a good 3 hours of Prey
since the last, or just like in total.
No, in total. Like, have I already talked about Prey? Because I've not made any progress.
You talked about it on the last.
Yeah, because then I started playing Fortnite. I started watching Fortnite, and then I've been doing other stuff. But you said we were going to wrap it up. What were we going to wrap it up with?
Okay. No, just...
I just want to get a chance to say that I got an X-Bone.
Yeah. Which
I know that we
said right now.
Yeah.
You got an X-Bone that you've been minimally using?
Oh, no, actually, like, I've been... Well, I mean, minimally because I've been working. I got it, like, the last time. I don't remember when I got it, like, 4 days ago. 5 days. Maybe a week ago. And I only have a State of Decay 2. State of Tooth Decay. And that game's pretty good. But... I've wanted an Xbox One ever since I got a 4K TV, and it doesn't let down except that the console is just complete shit. Like, Microsoft, dude, fuck you. Why is there buttons on your console? Second of all, why does your controller use batteries? Third of all, why doesn't your like current gen console have a rest mode? The other, like, I was installing State of Decay, right?
That doesn't even sound right.
That is absolutely right. Like the PS4. I mean, I can't find one unless I'm just stupid and I can't find it. But like, it gives you an option to either like, oh, you want to just power down completely, or like limited power down only, like so it can start up quickly. They both do the same thing. Like, they both just stop everything from happening, other than like it'll start up faster.
That's so dumb.
So, like, because I was installing State of Decay, and it was, like, 3 in the morning, and I was like, okay, I need to go to sleep. So I went to sleep, And then I was like, okay, I'm just going to, like, turn it off. No, it'll finish updating. It'll finish installing. It was, like, at 68%. And then the next morning I woke up and I turned it on and it was, like, 68%. And I was like, okay, all right, I'll just install it right now then. So I don't know if I just haven't found it yet, but if I have, if I haven't and I have to keep looking for it, why the fuck isn't it easier to find? Why do I have to set it to a certain thing?
Yeah, sleep mode on PS4 is, like, within the menu. Of the
yeah. Program, so. Why don't you just make a PS4?
No, no, things work that way.
But, like, I'm just going to finish talking real quick about
That's a 1X or 1S?
That's a 1S. Okay. State of Tooth Decay is pretty cool. It's essentially a much more serious Dead Rising.
Yeah. Now, there's a lot more sim stuff going. There are systems in State of Decay. You manage resources. You manage...
My community is four people right now, and they're all starving to death. because like you get to your house, and then it's like, okay, now we're going to take you through like the tutorial of like missions, and then the tutorial of missions is like real time. So like you're going through all this shit, you know, they're making you, okay, go to this place and like activate this tower, and then okay, now go here and like look around, and you can see all the different areas around here, and then okay, now you can go over here and then like fight this blood thing that's like one of the main. Bosses that you fight, I guess. Not bosses, they're just like little things you go and destroy. Blood hearts, I think they're called. They control special kind of like zombies. And then like in all this time, once you finally finish doing that and the game kind of lets you go off and do whatever you want, everyone's already starving and you have nothing and like everything's broken down and two people are infected and like one girl's threatening to leave because you're taking forever.
Oh my
and
God.
I just had really bad Animal Crossing flashbacks, you know, like I just don't want to go through. I can't
believe
like,
no one died in Animal Crossing.
Yeah, I would never know because as soon as I started, some guy came up to me and they're like, you've been gone for weeks. Where have you been? The city's falling apart. I was like, yeah, I just turned out.
I
was like,
haven't touched mine because you told me that and you made me so nervous. I didn't even touch mine. And I was like, I could just reset the clock. And I'm like, I don't want to go through that.
I think I just went to GameStop and I was like, can you take this away from me, please? And they're like, we'll give you 50 cents for it. And I was like, please,
take it away from me.
I can't do that anymore. Everyone's dead. So, State of Decay, I'm going to get a lot more game in by next cast. I'm planning on this check picking up Halo 5, so I can talk about Halo 5, the new Gears, and
Gears 4?
Yes, that's the new one?
Yeah.
Which one's the one? Oh, no. I'm thinking Gears with, like, Baird and...
Yeah.
No, that's not the one. I'm thinking of playing as Marcus's kid, right?
Oh, that one's... Yeah. I liked it.
Okay, well, let me get an opinion, too.
Sorry.
So, by next cast, I'll have that and some more X-Bone games. But yeah, I don't really see myself really looking forward to anything until... Yeah.
I don't really see myself looking forward to those things, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Just RDR. Can't wait for RDR.
Yeah. I mean, no, looking forward to the... Next cast too. I think I want to talk about VR stuff, but I'm not deep enough into any games to talk about them. Just really simple things. One of the coolest parts about VR is just going to be the picking shit up and throwing it around. VR space is very good, and I think underappreciated by a lot of developers because you'd think Skyrim would be a no-brainer, like they'd. You could pick up shit and lay it around anywhere in Skyrim. You can't do that in VR. Like, you can't just go and, like, pick up miscellaneous objects and chuck them. Like, you can in, like, literally any other VR game. And it's kind of weird, but it's getting there. VR is getting there. But VR is super cool. Been playing Skyrim and Resident Evil 7.
Oh, shit.
Games that I'm working on. But... I want to get further into both of those with VR, which is something that I haven't really had a chance to do lately. So, yeah, my next cast, hopefully.
When you do, let me know so I can get in on that sick action, too.
Yeah.
I hope that by next cast I finish platinuming Modern Warfare Remastered. I'll probably play some more Far Cry, maybe not.
Did you finish it already? What the fuck are you going to... Oh, the DLC?
I'll start the DLC.
Okay, cool.
Probably finish more DLC for Wolfenstein 2.
This sounds like a conversation we should have off the cast.
Yeah, just give people a heads up to what we're going to... Yeah. Probably by Horizon and start that up and see what all the sources about.
I liked it.
I probably should stop playing, stop buying video games for a while.
I should.
Yeah, you have too many. Like, there's no such thing as too many video games, but you have too many video games.
Things should get back to Nier too. I'll get back to Nier.
Nier's great.
I need to get back to EDF.
I'm on the last. Is that EDF? New EDF game ever going to come out?
Oh,
or is
yeah.
it like Kingdom Hearts?
No, they just announced that game really far in advance, and also it's just going to come out.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
That's
yeah.
one of those things.
Yeah, cool. Well, that's I'm looking forward to that. So yeah, I'm almost done with like I've been watching a lot of House lately, like all of House. It's on Amazon Prime, so I'm almost done with the last season, so after that, I don't have anything else to watch, and that's it. I'm just going to fucking spend all my time video gaming. And even then, like, now I don't even want to go back to House, because, like, right now, you guys are going to leave, and then I'm going to play fucking State of Decay, like, at least till 2. So, yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds like a cool.
So, you guys keep in touch for next time. I hope, when do you leave, Laura?
I leave a few weeks, so I'm going to try to play whatever I can before I walk into grad school, and... I can't touch anything till winter.
We'll try to get another cast in with Lara.
Yep.
Yeah, it's fun. I might be playing The Witcher, finally.
Oh my god.
I haven't...
And that was a podcast, guys.
Bye.
Oh wait, I felt like I left the stove on with Witcher.